Hey, everybody, it's Lisa Lampanelli, the Queen of Maine, and you know what? I got my own podcast. Yeah, does everyone have one? Pretty much, but mine's different because I'm going to help you like I help myself. Get Stuffed with Lisa Lampanelli every week is going to teach you how to have the fabulous life that I have. If you don't listen, you're just stupid and don't want to help yourself, so don't even listen. I don't even want you to. But if you do, if you disobey my orders and listen, you can go to feralaudio.com or download it from iTunes. But again, don't listen. I don't even care.
Feral Audio.
Where's Allie?
I'm over here.
Oh, hey, Allie.
Hey, sup, George. It's Slumber Party.
Welcome to Slumber Party.
With Allie.
And Georgia.
People still can't tell our voices, but
I know.
People tweet at me tips for you. And I know. I'm like wedding tips, medication tips.
Yeah, they're like, I hope you're not depressed still.
People, has anyone tweeted you that they're glad you don't have lupus?
No, I've run into people though, and they've been like, how's your dad? And I'm like, not the same one. I'm not that one.
Ugh. Okay. Redhead. This is Allie. I'm the redhead.
This is Georgia. I have kind of a, which I can understand people, like my voice is pretty distinct, I feel like.
I don't know. People get it confused.
I have the lisp and the weird. This is Georgia and I have a lisp and I talk weird a little bit.
Well, everyone talks a
little
bit weird.
And I have adult braces.
But they're not in right now. And they're Invisalign. Adult braces are braces on an adult.
I know, but I love saying adult braces.
Adult braces sounds like very Jerry Blank.
Totally.
It sounds very like character from like a weird character from a rom-com that works in your office.
Totally.
Georgia?
What'd you learn this week, Allie?
That's just what I was going to ask you.
Oh my God, jinx.
The fuck? Oh, we swear on this podcast. Yeah. Tell me what you learned.
Okay. I learned a term called hypnagogia. It's when the brain makes its little transition between wakefulness and sleeping and all kinds of weird stuff happens.
Ugh.
And it's like trying to come out of sleep and you know, when you're like, and all this weird shit's happening.
Yeah.
And it's, scientists have found, I read this in the on a website called Atlas Obscura, that it is similar, almost identical to another state of being, which is dying.
No.
So the same thing happens. I mean, yeah, the same thing happens when you're trying to wake up and you're like, where is my, you know, and you're not awake yet, but you're not, and you're still kind of dreaming. Same as dying.
Wait a second. Does hypnagogia, does that also happen when you're falling asleep or is it only coming out of it?
It says coming out, but I would think falling is similar.
It would be. Also, can I look up the pronunciation on that?
Yeah. You think it's going to be able to say it?
I don't know.
Hypnagogia sounds
so how did you come across this?
I just saw it in an article, you know, late at night when I couldn't hypnagogia and clicked on it and thought it was fascinating.
I think people with kids need to tell them to go hypnagogic themselves. Wait, this is is sleep inducing. Okay, so soporific, another word for that. Uh-huh. Let's see how they pronounce it.
Hypnagogic.
Hypnagogic.
Hypnagogic. So it must be hypnagogia.
Hypnagogia.
That sounds like
gogia. That sounds better.
So that's so awesome because that's the best feeling in the world.
I always get really into reading about like near-death experiences that people talk about because I'm so curious about what it looks like and what it feels like. And I don't know if it's actually true, you know.
Like those books that are like, I'm Timmy, I went to heaven and saw an angel.
Yeah.
And then a year later, they're like, Timmy's like, I was lying for attention.
Yeah, or like, there was a light and I walked towards it. Or like, I suddenly saw my grandma. Like,
right.
I wonder so much about that stuff. But, you know, there's no fucking way to ever tell, so.
If I die and I see my grandma,
it
means I went to hell.
And, what the fuck?
That's actually really. I had a boyfriend who called that the crazies, falling asleep when you start not knowing if you're awake or asleep, and you're like, it feels like going down a roller coaster. It feels like, oh shit, here we go.
And then when you kind of come out of it, and you're like, why was I thinking about turtles? It's always turtles.
The best feeling ever. That is an insomniac. That's the very elusive.
Oh, it's so elusive.
You chase that like a high, right?
Yeah. Oh, I love it.
How do you induce it?
Ambien.
Ambien.
Yeah.
It's called the hypnoambience.
Drugs. But actually, lately, you know what I've been doing lately that I'm kind of in love with? I've been listening to a book. It's not a book on it's on Audible, but it's not a book. It's like a lecture that this woman gave. I'm talking about it slowly as I look for it because I can't remember what it's called.
Is it just super boring? So you're like, I'm out, lady.
It's like, it's boring, but it's like, but not, and it's not
like a good boring.
Yeah.
Is it like Bjork reading the phone book to you? Like lully?
Yeah, but it's like boring. Also like, oh my God, I need to find out what it's called. It's also like, it's this woman's voice is calming and kind of charming. And it's like, it's just, there's something about what she's talking about, which she's talking about being present.
Oh, and then so much so that you check the fuck out.
Yeah. Okay. It's by Pema Chodra. Who's this?
Oh,
like,
yes.
Guru.
Right. Is it, When Things Fall Apart?
No, it's Getting Unstuck.
Right.
And it's just like a 3-part lecture that she's like, she's doing it at like what's probably like a meditation retreat. You can hear that, like the people laughing in the background. And
I have listened to the same thing on a drive, which is terrible.
That's terrifying.
I got very sleepy and turned it off, but I love her.
It was great. The first part was awesome. And then like last night I put it to the next part and she starts talking about rape and murder.
Yeah.
I'm fucking serious.
You're like, I love this shoe.
And I was like, oh no. I was like, this isn't going to help me fall asleep.
Right. Probably not going to help you. You know how I have a folder on my phone called Shenpa?
Mm-hmm.
I have a folder on my phone that I keep all my social media.
Oh, she talks about Shenpa.
Yeah, that's where that came from.
What is a Shenpa again?
Shenpa is the feeling where you start to feel anxious or sad, and you go to something to distract you from it, whether it's like a handful of chocolate chips or like looking at your ex-boyfriend's Instagram. Or
so this is like sit in the Shenpa.
Yeah, it's like deal with the fact that you have Shenpa. Don't go to numb yourself from it. So
sometimes the Shenpa hits the fan and you need to sit with it.
It's a Shen popsicle of garbage. But I have a folder on my phone called Shenpa, and currently what's in Shenpa is Instagram, Twitter, Periscope, Tumblr, and 2 dating apps. That's so in my Shenpa folder.
Those are your things that you're distracting you from. Oh, yes. FYI, everyone, this is a solo episode, so we can talk shit as long as we want.
Yep.
We don't have some person like waiting to talk.
We have someone tied up in a corner.
Yeah.
Release them. We don't. It's just us. But Pema Chodron, right?
Yes.
She wrote a book called When Things Fall Apart, and I have meant to read that book for like 6 years, and I need to get up in it.
Let's have a book club, read it.
It's supposed to be hell of good. I just talked to a friend of mine I hadn't talked to in forever, and he was like, you read that Pema Chodron book? I might probably say her name wrong. Anyway, book club, let's get into it.
Okay. What'd you learn?
I learned I could tell you all about gravitational waves.
You're yawning as you're saying that.
Yeah, I noticed.
No, yeah, tell me what's going on with it, because I haven't gotten into the articles yet because I'm just not ready.
Here's a quick recap.
Because I've seen the like, it's true.
Gravitational waves. Quick recap. I got up at 7 to watch the live cast. I was already up, but I had my laptop open on the back of the toilet in a hotel because I was like, what are they going to announce?
Nice.
And I Snapchatted it, and Dustin finds this one. Do you want to hear the clip of the news conference?
Sure.
It's a clip of a news that was the least convincing sure I've ever heard. But this is a clip of them announcing that gravitational waves have been detected. Hold on. This is something that kills Dustin every time. Okay.
We have detected gravitational waves. We did it.
Dustin loves it because it sounds like an old dumb 80s movie.
Nerds.
I know. It sounds like the triumphant speech at a news conference. Anyway, gravitational waves.
So they were a theory before, and now it's proven correct.
Yes. Einstein had a theory about gravitational waves, that things happening in the universe, collisions, happenings, we'll just say catastrophe. Well, you could call them catastrophes, but they're not. They're just happenings. Can put a ripple in space-time, but no one ever knew how to detect them. Anyway, so in the 90s, this thing called LIGO, which are 4 kilometers long in each direction, it's lasers and mirrors, were set up in 2015. I mean, they've been working on this for eons, I think late 90s. But in September 2015, they started trying to monitor what's happening, and they found a ripple, kind of like a blip. It was 2 black holes merging 1.3 billion miles or light years away. So it happened 1.3 billion years ago.
Oh my God.
And there's like a tiny, tiny blip in like the fabric of space-time from this collision of these two black holes. Black holes that are enormous in size and mass and colliding.
Do you think there have been those and we just haven't noticed them? Or something has happened and we just never noticed it?
Well, of course. Yeah. I mean, this is the thing, is there is no way to detect.
No, I mean here.
What do you mean?
Like, do you think things have shifted in our perception and in our
experience?
Yeah, experience or, you know, reality that we just didn't notice. Like something changed colors that we didn't notice because
who knows?
Why would we know? Because we can't notice stuff like that.
Who knows? Things happen all the time we can't detect.
For example,
yeah,
I hate to come back to this.
Yeah.
But the Berenstain Bears. I know.
You thought it was
Berenstain.
And it's Berenstain.
But it's kind of, it's fucked up. This is one of my favorite things. Like, I love this. For those that don't know, like, there was this, like, theory. Suddenly someone realized that the Berenstain Bears that we all grew up with, that I have called, and everyone is, as far as I know, knew as the Berenstain Bears.
Right.
Aren't. They're the Berenstain Bears. And it says that on the book. It says Berenstain. And for some reason, we all just fucking, but there's a theory that there was actually a break in the space-time continuum and the one that we're, and so that little thing changed, and there's another plane of existence where it is Berenstain and we were there, and when the break happened that little thing changed.
I mean, this could be a multiverse. There could be many universes.
That's the thing. And parallel, there's another universe,
we don't know yet,
and that's like a blip that nobody noticed.
Sure. I mean, we don't necessarily, there's a lot of things we can't detect. Mm-hmm. This isn't exciting, just a tiny little, and I did not explain it that well, but that's just the very, very overarching. Yeah, yeah. Here's my theory on the Berenstain Bears. Mm-hmm. Up until the early 90s, people, especially Jews, changing their names, whitenizing them, and maybe in the 90s, we just started hearing more Jewish, although I think it's a German name, but maybe people stopped whitewashing their names.
Hmm.
And maybe we just didn't notice it because we were just not accustomed to seeing any kind of, I mean, every single performer, like up until Renee Zellweger, mm-hmm. like changed their name into something else.
Mm-hmm.
Even our friend Jonah Ray, so he's Jonah Rodriguez.
No, he's not. He's Jonah Rodriguez.
Thank you for telling me that. What if in another universe he's Jonah Rodriguez?
He could be Jonah Rodriguez.
Portuguese or something. So maybe we just are more, we're just better at seeing things that, you know what I mean? You pass by the same thing every day on your drive to work, and then one day you're stopped at a light.
But we all did it. That's what I think is weird, is that we all did it.
We're probably already dead.
Absolutely. No, for sure.
Do you think we're already dead?
I don't think that being alive and dead is as
concrete,
dichotomous a thing,
right,
as we think it is.
Right.
So I'm not going to say yes or no.
Right.
I just don't know what death is.
Death is the crazies before you fall asleep.
Right.
If death is the crazies, that sounds comforting as hell, because that is like the best feeling.
I want to let everyone know right now, real quick, we're not high.
No, we're not, unfortunately.
I wish we were.
I wish that we had. I don't necessarily like being high because I tend to get really scared.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, I can't blame how poorly I described gravitational waves on an illegal substance.
I think that's fine. I think the fact that we're talking this like about this shit makes. Oh, you know what else I learned recently?
I was going to tell you my other learned, which is real good.
Tell me.
My other learned, mm-hmm. I was either going to tell you about gravitational waves, or I was going to tell you that my boots that I bought that I like so much that I thought were real leather have a synthetic lining to them and they get very sweaty.
Ew.
And I was like, why are these boots so sweaty? And then I looked and it's like all leather upper synthetic lining. Who lines a boot with plastic?
That's insane.
Come on, Steve Madden. What were you going to tell me?
I was going to tell you, I read another article. Hold on. It's okay. Do you know people drill holes in their head to remain high?
Sounds like a real dumb idea.
It's called tree panning. Trepanation.
Well, who does this?
It's really interesting.
Is this like only in Peru and it stopped in the 1800s?
No, this is like a lot of people in the 60s who wanted to like expand their minds. And I guess, I read this whole thing that was like, when up until we're about 18, mm-hmm. our brain, our skull is not fused all the way.
All right.
So once we turn 18 or so, our skulls finally fuse.
18?
Yes. Isn't that crazy?
Months?
No.
All right.
And so there's something about that they believe that when you're having your skull open to those experiences gives you that's, you know, that like stupid excitement that you just have when you're a teenager and a kid and like life, you just think of things differently.
That's just encephalitis. That's just, no, but
it's like a mind expansion that reverts you back to being young and open to the world.
I get the theory.
Yeah.
It seems very dumb.
It does. So, and they do it themselves.
That's not a thing you should do to your brain hole.
But they live. I mean, they're alive.
What do they bore it in with? And what kind of, don't tell me.
It's basically a wine opener.
Nope.
It's like a wine opener.
No. It's like the thing you use when you go ice fishing.
Yeah.
No.
And they do it to themselves.
Fuck no. You guys, do your own nails. Change your own oil. Do some, I dye my own hair. Don't tree pan your own. No. Is it tree panning?
Tree panning, I guess.
Trepanning,
probably.
I mean, how do I spell that?
Trepanation? Put in trepanation.
Trepidation over trepanation? That's what I'm
trepidatious about trepanation. T-R-E-P-A nation.
Okay, here we go. You guys ready? Yeah. I love this lady that she's got her back when it comes to pronunciations.
Trepanation.
An operation that removes a circular section of bone from the skull. That's a casual, very casual definition for this. This dictionary should be like a fucking insane bullshit thing.
People use it a drill.
The etymology of that is to bore, the Greek for to bore. Are we boring you guys?
I know. Are we boring?
Oh, no. That's so not good for you.
Want to hear what? So we have a Facebook group for a slumber party. You guys should join.
Oh, my God. You should do that. It's called Slumber Party with Ellie and Georgia. It's on Facebook.
And basically, you just can comment and tell us what you learned that week.
It's a closed group, but we add you hand add you one by one.
Because we like you guys.
Come on.
And so we asked just now, what did you guys learn this week? And this is my favorite one. Emily Frances Masar, she said, this week I learned that Fuller House is being titled that because DJ's dead husband's last name is Fuller.
What?
Her name is DJ Tanner Fuller. So it's the Fuller House show. Fuller House.
Oh, no.
She hasn't decided how she feels about that yet.
Wait a second. So in the time that's elapsed, DJ Tanner has gotten married and widowed.
DJ's first, her mom dies?
Too much.
Her mom died, remember?
It's too much. It's too much sorrow, DJ Tanner.
Fuller House.
But also,
convenient that she married a man
named Fuller. Also, why can't it just be called Fuller House? And also, why is her whole identity based on her dead husband?
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
I do.
Is Bob Saget coming back for this? Is he alive?
I think everyone except for the twins are coming back.
Oh, because the twins are like, I'm sorry, we have our own lives and
we
careers.
We made all of the money, and now we're weirdos, so go fuck yourself.
I know. I hope they turn into witches. I love them.
I bet they're witches.
I bet they smell like so many essential oils.
But I bet they don't. One of them probably doesn't bathe that much.
I love that about her. I want to know which Olsen twin doesn't bathe.
A little sour.
She's got dirty hair.
Greasy hair.
She loves it.
I think one of them is married to a Frenchman.
Yeah, a very French, wealthy person. And at her wedding, do you know this?
No.
At whichever Olsen, and I'm sorry, Olsens, if you have a podcast, no one's going to be able to tell your voices apart. People are going to tweet at you weird shit. At the Olsen who married the rich Frenchman's wedding, there were just bowls of cigarettes lying around. How French is that?
What is that?
I bet there was like an orgy room.
Oh,
just a quiet orgy space.
Yep.
Speaking of,
today is the day before Valentine's Day.
It sure is, Georgia.
Do you know where my fiance is right now?
I do know where he is because I avoided going there.
How did you know?
Because we talked about this yesterday.
Oh, right. Well, my fiance is, as we speak,
right,
at his bachelor party.
He's on his bachelor period.
He's on his bachelor period.
He's going, he and
it's scary.
We have a friend who's having a before Valentine's Day outing, and they were going to go to Jumbo's Clown Room, and I was like, well, shit, I don't want to run into your fiance.
I don't either. Well, lappy. So tell, let's jump his clown room is a fucking LA institution. It's yep. not, it's a fucking, it's a strip club, but it's not, it's no
they're,
nudity.
They're in bikinis. You don't even yeah. see a nipple. Or it's like Instagram
lingerie.
Friendly.
Yeah. You're, there's nothing risque, but it's like kind of, it's like a dive bar and the girls were like hot hipsters.
Yeah. They all look like American Apparel models.
Totally.
With like pole dancing bruises.
And yeah, it's a small stage and they do these incredible, the pole dancing, I am fascinated. It's
very
they
acrobatic.
Are fucking acrobats.
The whole thing is like a, is like if American Apparel had a touring circus, but yep. at the end, all the performers got paid in once.
Right. And they're, but, and you were just standing by some real creepy dudes all night.
Ugh. There's so many rumpled suits and pizza farts in there. I
when
can't
the
even handle.
When the girls come out and like have to flirt with the guys.
Mm. Meet and greets? Hell no.
And like the guy's like, eh, she's like, how have you been? How's your this and that? I'm like, oh, he comes in all the time and you, and, oh, how depressing to have to talk to.
I know.
I don't want
so
that.
Many divorced dads that don't have custody this weekend. Oof.
And then you.
I once went in there wearing super high heels, like chunky wedges. Mm-hmm. And like it was someone's birthday party and someone asked me when I went on.
Yeah.
And I was like, fuck you. Thanks, though. So I just went on. Just kidding.
Yeah,
I didn't.
Just did it.
Just kidding.
That's a compliment.
So is he going to text you updates like I'm in Burbank at Spearmint Rhino or like we just went miniature golfing?
Well, I don't know what they're doing. I know they're starting at Jumbo's. So that's good because that means they won't be too shit faced while they're there.
It's still daylight. Should we note that?
Yes. Oh, yeah. It's he left the house at 4.
Oh, dang.
And you're throwing me a bachelorette party next weekend. So what yep. are you going to do to fucking do I get a stripper?
Yeah, you get a stripper. It's going to be a wrestler. It's going to be a male wrestler stripper. That way, if Vince sees
Dolph
any,
Ziggler.
He won't be like jealous about the stripping, but he'll be like, God damn, you got a wrestler.
Dolph Ziggler. He's cute.
That's a person.
He's hot.
That sounds like a disease. Dolph Ziggler. I have Dolph Ziggler syndrome. Dolph Ziggler syndrome for your bachelorette.
Okay.
Take that into your marriage. What else was I going to tell you? What other things did people tell us that they learned?
Oh, let me see here. Here we go. Let me see. Someone said, okay, hold on.
I have a midnight snack for you, too.
I want a midnight snack. Don't tell me. Hold on.
It was so dumb. It's not even that good, but it was so appreciated.
Someone said that Ben and Jerry's finally released a coconut flavor. You know what? Uh-oh, here we go.
Ripples in space-time are real. Here's why.
What happened?
The thing I was just going to tell you.
No.
My midnight snack was coconut ice cream.
No! Are you kidding me?
No! How weird is that? Isn't that weird?
Bananas.
That's so weird.
That is the bananas. No, it's coconuts. That was Scott Rudd. You just changed our lives.
Fuck, man.
You, me, and Scott Rudd are on the same plane. I bet he says Berenstein, too.
I was just going to tell you that I went to the store last night. I bought myself some coconut ice cream.
Do they have, like, what kind of?
It wasn't Ben and Jerry's, okay. But it was a gelato. It was like a coconut milk sorbetto.
Okay.
They said, do you want a bag? And I said, no, I'll just shove that shit in my purse. And then I bought some other things, put it on my purse.
Forgot.
I came home, I dicked around for a bit, and then I was like 20 minutes later, I've got coconut gelato in my purse. I went to it. It was the perfect right amount of soft.
Oh, that's the best.
I had neglected it to just the right consistency.
Allie?
Yeah.
I did the exact same thing last night.
No, you didn't. You're lying.
Up to including the bag.
You're lying.
First of all, it's not coconut. It's chocolate peanut butter ice cream, Haagen-Dazs. My fucking favorite. Put it in my purse. I was getting prescription.
No.
She's like, do you want a bag? And I'm like, no, I'm good. And then I went and got, I had gotten Thai food, so I brought it home, and I'm like, I'm not even putting this fucker in the freezer. And so by the time I ate the Thai food real fast because I was really excited. Soft ice cream.
Last night?
Yes.
You guys, here's the other thing I've been reading about. Okay, number one, we have detected gravitational waves. We did it. That's, if I ever become a rapper, that's going to be the first sample, man.
Yeah,
if anyone wants to go on National Science Foundation's YouTube page and grab that soundbite and make a sick ass SoundCloud situation out of it.
Please do.
You tweet that at Allie Ward.
You should do that. You should do it. What is it called? The dub smash when they.
Oh, I'll dub smash
you should
that.
Dub smash that.
I might have to dub smash it. Anyway, any hoozle.
Yeah.
But I also was introduced, oddly. Well, this is going to be my yes fuck. but whatever.
I know, I don't have a no one yet.
I am sure we all have no ones. We all in our heart have no fucks.
Okay.
I mean, traffic.
Okay.
Helicopters.
Okay.
Guns. Okay. Used in situations that aren't favorable for everyone involved.
Okay.
We've had some shootings this week.
Okay.
Douching. We talked about that last time.
Yeah, douching is
ridiculous. We talked about a lot of vagina stuff last time.
Good.
I'm so sorry, you guys.
I'm not.
There's a parallel vagina universe somewhere. They're just all hanging out talking about dicks. Wait, what was I talking about right before then? I can't remember.
I don't remember. It was going to be your love.
It was going to be my love. So I went to Utah this week. Mm-hmm. I was shooting and went to Utah and Seattle. And I was in Utah and shot with someone who was really great. Mm-hmm. Just really mellow. Who's an inventor. And I was like, I wonder if this guy's Mormon or not. Like, I mm-hmm. tried not to say, like, fuck stick mm-hmm. or cunt or anything around mm-hmm. him. Just in the course of shooting a child's sure. science show. And we get to, like, we have dinner at, like, after we have lunch after the shoot. And he mentions that he's a secular Buddhist. And he's not Mormon anymore. He left the church. Mm. And his wife is still a Mormon. But he and his siblings and parents left the church, and now he's a secular Buddhist, and he runs.
How is his wife still there, but he's not?
I didn't get that far. But anyway, he has a podcast called Secular Buddhist.
Wow.
And I listened to some of it, and I was like, this shit's great. And I'm sorry I said the F word in regards to something semi-spiritual. But it's spiritual, but it's not religious. And it's really interesting, and it's a great way to grapple with all of the sorrow that everyone feels on a daily basis. I was like, oh my God, this is as good as therapy. Therapy is also wonderful and delicious. It's called Secular Buddhism, and his name is Noah Rasheta. It's when you look for it on iTunes, it's a very bright, like, yellow color. Start from episode one.
Okay. Here's something someone emailed us. This person's name is D.R. Sava.
Okay.
D.R. Sava. So recently started a culinary program, and she started learning about I actually don't know.
That's ambiguous name.
Yeah, sanitation and germs.
Oh, no.
So here's a couple. Your refrigerator should be set to 41 degrees Fahrenheit or below. Otherwise, bacteria could grow.
Gross. Okay. This is troubling my zen, but continue.
Okay. Do not eat food that's been sitting out for more than 4 hours. I won't give statistics, but suffice it to say that Georgia would be wide mouth aghast and Allie would be horrified but fascinated because germs, bacteria. I think it's the other way around.
What?
I think I'd be fascinated.
I think you.
I like mold.
You like mold, but I like science parrot. I like looking at germs and microscopes.
So da, 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 da.
And you like cleanliness.
Germs and bacteria multiply every 20 to 30 minutes. So 4 hours, man, that sucks.
That's a long time, man. Have you ever been smote by the hand of potato salad?
No.
Because
of mayo.
I've been knocked on my ass from potato salad.
Wow.
That's a good way to lose a little weight.
Because it was sitting out or what?
It's a picnic.
Oh.
Of course. The whole thing is like, let's take some raw eggs.
Yeah.
And
because it's mayo.
Though. Right. Let's take a couple of raw eggs. Let's toss them in the sun. Let's put them in an open air situation.
Sure.
Do you know how many on the superhighway of life, how many bacteria are just cruising past a picnic table at any given moment?
Oh, my God. All of
them. Then you bake it in the sun and then you dig in.
Ugh.
Oh, man.
There's been a resurgence of lice because of the selfie. People are sticking their heads together, which makes easy for lice to travel. That's fucking hilarious.
You guys.
No.
It's also kind of sad because if we had a movement where people just hugged more, we would have more lice. There were just like let's say we had a presidential candidate who won, who ran on a platform of like hugging is good for you, which actually
he would never win.
Well, you'd never win. Just don't hug poor people. That's all our options now. Just hug a poor. Bernie Sanders
get new
wins.
Friends.
Hug a poor.
I think get new friends.
What?
If your friends have lice and you're taking selfies with them?
Get new friends?
Yeah.
You throw them on the burn pile?
If they have lice and they're out in society?
But what if you don't know you have lice?
You know when you have
what
lice.
What if you just think that you have dermatitis?
What about this one? Disinfect the tray if you plan to eat on it, especially if you plan to lie down on it.
Yep.
I didn't know other people do that.
Yeah. I saw Joan Jett doing that on a JetBlue. JetBlue.
Because other people do lie down on their trays and their mouth, nose, and hand drums are all over it.
Yep. Ew. Breathing hot and heavy into that. Yeah, that's the dirtiest part of an airplane is a tray. That tray. Don't lick the tray, you guys.
Ugh, don't lick the tray.
Don't snort anything off your airplane tray. I know you want to stay up.
Okay, one more. Probably don't get sliced lemons in your drinks unless you do it yourself. Mm. Because they did a thing where about 70% of the time the lemons were cut by people not wearing gloves. Put on the rim by people not wearing gloves, and sometimes the lemons aren't even washed, so you may be drinking germs and pesticide.
Yep.
You know, I like that too, because I'll see a bartender do it, and then he takes cash and then moves on into the next drink.
I know.
And grabs a lemon and moves on to the next, you know?
Right.
Cash is the dirtiest thing.
This is the absolute opposite of the secular Buddhism discussion that preceded it. Like, literal opposite.
Literally, I'm going to freak out about everything.
But here's the thing with let's look at secular Buddhism. How would Buddhism look at that? It would be like, life is life.
I haven't gotten sick.
Shit's going to happen to you.
Literally, because there's probably shit on the dollar.
Yeah, bills. Shit's going to happen to your ear, nose, and mouth. I know. Your ears. I don't think anyone gets... People do get ear infections when, especially with El Nino in Southern California, the first big rain sends so much E. coli and so many disgusting microbes into the seawater because we are in a drought, but we just take all of our water and we throw it into the ocean. So surfers are like, oh, these are some fucking sick swells.
Fuck.
And then they just are riddled with growths.
No.
I got...
That's awesome.
I don't like to use this word, but I got nose raped at the doctor's.
What are you talking?
It was a violation.
What are you talking about?
It was a sinus violation that I was like, I feel like I need to report this.
What do they do?
I needed to process it for a minute. So I was at the doctor and he was like, I told my doctor that I, ever since I lived in this house with black mold, I just haven't kind of been feeling well. So he's like, oh yeah, that can be a big deal. I told him about like a couple houses I lived in that had major mold problems.
That's crazy that you've had that many.
I've lived in 6 houses with insane mold problems.
Like 6 houses?
Yeah, remember, I forgot completely. Like I had told him all these houses I lived in and I forgot there were
I haven't lived in one.
I lived in houses where there was black mold, 2 houses where there was black mold above the shower.
Oh my God.
One where there was black mold under my bed. Another where there was a leak and mold grew out in tufts from the wall above my headboard.
Shit.
Like I lived in a house that flooded twice when I was a baby, when I was a kid, when I was like 5 and 8.
And so then if you don't dry them correctly.
Oh yeah. And then remember my roof caved in that house in Silver Lake?
Your
and
my roof just caved right
caved in.
And you had it on video.
Yeah. I mean, so I've lived in all these. And so he's
holy
like,
shit.
You might have all of your health problems might be mold related. Cause he's like, this account of how much mold you've dealt with is fucking bananas.
So is it?
I don't know. He tested me by taking a swab and he's like, did not intro it well, which I'm so glad he didn't.
Yeah.
He was just like, all right, hold still. And then I had a cotton swab touched my brain. It touched my brain.
Really?
It went so far into my sinuses. I was like, I think you're trying to kill me.
Like it'll come out of your eye.
It hurt so bad. And he did one and then he had to go in and do the other. And I was holding on to my chair like someone getting electrocuted.
And he like, is it like Petri dish?
I don't know. He sent that off. But when I get acupuncture, when I get needles in me, everyone's always like waxing. They're like, oh, you're really good with pain. And I'm like, yeah, I'm Catholic. I've been told not to suffer for anything public or like outwardly. Anyway, but this nose situation, dude.
Wow.
Anyway, so I'm going to get those swabs back. See what the fuck's going on.
I got Botox injections in my face.
Oh, when did you get that done?
I got that like a week ago.
A little pre-wedding refresher.
Yeah, why not? Fuck it.
Do you want to talk about anything else you got done?
What? No. Juvederm? I got Juvederm.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah.
Where did they put it?
So here's what he said. He did the thing where like, I'm going to look at your face and tell you what I think. Because he's like a famous plastic surgeon. And I'm like, fuck, this is terrifying.
That's so
scary.
It's
like touching my face. And I'm like, And then he's like, okay, you're aging really well in some ways and you're aging badly in others.
Ouch, dude.
I'm like, thanks, mom and dad.
Did he say your butthole was A-okay?
Yeah. He actually took, anyways, no. So he said little Botox here and there and then Juvederm, because when you get older, the collagen in your cheeks starts to like fall.
Oh.
And so you get like a hollowness, a sallowness to your cheeks
Isn't
and under
good
your
to have
eyes.
Cheekbones? No, that's not cheekbones.
That's like plumpness in your cheeks. So okay. So Juvederm is basically hyaluronic acid, which is something that sucks out that is like grabs water.
Right. It's hydrophilic.
Yeah. And so he put that in my cheek and under my eyes because I have those dark, big, dark circles.
And you look fantastic.
I don't think you can tell at all.
Now I can tell.
You can?
Yes. When I see you, I don't scan your face for what's different?
Yeah.
But how do you feel? You feel good?
Okay. My one eyebrow is like a little bit like evil. It's like a little evil. See how I look a little evil?
Can you move your forehead right now?
I can't.
Whoa, dude.
I don't move at all.
Your forehead is uncooperative.
Look, I'm going to furrow my brows. Ready?
Whoa, dude.
Nothing.
That's fucking like a glassy lake on a placid day.
Yep. Fucking doesn't move at all.
Dang.
I know, crazy.
And you got this done a few weeks before your wedding.
Yeah.
Girl wants to look good.
What?
Yeah, I said girl wants to look good.
Yeah, fuck it all. I don't care if people know. Is that weird that people don't? I'm telling everyone because I feel like people can tell anyways. So I want to make it.
I don't think anyone can tell. By the way, if anyone has tweets about this, again, this is Georgia.
Georgia Hardstark, got Botox and Juvederm, and I'm not embarrassed to admit it.
No, I think it's good you're admitting it.
And I am on antidepressants. Allie isn't.
I'm not. I do listen to podcasts about secular Buddhism.
Yeah.
I'm on vitamin D supplements.
Good for you.
That might help.
Get that D.
Woo! I'm taking all these.
That's great.
Vitamins.
Vitamin D's good for you.
I don't know.
And
my dad has cancer. And it's back.
Yeah.
But he's in chemo again.
Yeah.
It's cool. And my mom still has that same old MS, guys.
Ugh.
But it's okay. My dad's back in chemo and he's, so far he's feeling fine.
Yay.
That's the update on our, if anyone is like, what the fuck are they talking about? Go back and listen to Flash Flood of Sadness.
Also, everyone stopped telling me that Effexor is like going to kill me when I stop taking it. People, like three people were like, oh, you're going to, I know. And I don't want to hear it.
What is it? The withdrawal if you switch into something else?
Yeah. Like
Do you get the crazies?
You go fucking insane.
But do you get the sleepy hypnagogia?
Yeah, I think you murder.
Oh.
But I have a really good psychiatrist, so I'm not going to go. It's fine. And I'm not going to get off of it anytime soon, so everything's fine.
So if you do get off of it, let me know.
Beforehand.
And I'll just go to Mexico for
a little bit. Sure. Maybe I will.
There's an article came out, someone posted on Facebook, and I really need to check some sources because I feel like it's dubious.
Uh-huh.
But you know the Zika virus,
yes,
giving the kids the microcephaly.
You can get it sexually
from
transmitted.
The Zika virus. Well, there's a little bit of research and statistics from one source saying it might not be the Zika virus. It might be the Monsanto contracted anti-larval pesticides they're putting in the water in mosquito-laden areas.
Fuck everything.
Right.
I was thinking about that today because I heard a thing about Zika and I'm like, that's so weird that this is the new big, you know, buzzword and this is the thing. Like, how do they know? How do they,
Well, World Health Organization won't say that they're linked. They're not saying that the Zika causes that.
Why?
Because they don't know. They don't know yet.
I mean,
they can look at
defamation suits against them.
They can look at correlation, but correlation is not causation. Da, da, da.
Where did you see this?
I saw it and someone posted an article that I need to, it wasn't a peer reviewed journal at all, but.
I mean, it's not like the
So just y'all go check for yourself. But it is an interesting thing in the discussion of general.
I want to be like, well, the chemical shit and all this stuff isn't as regulated as well in South America. But fucking look at Flint, Michigan. Like, it's not South America.
Well, yeah, Flint, Michigan. That was just a decision of like Detroit water was too expensive, so they just went like, let's get some Flint.
Everything is the world is so fucked up.
Well, okay, but let's look at the way that the world is beautiful.
You know, I said to Vince the other day we started watching the show Me, You, and the Apocalypse.
Oh, that's
which is
uplifting.
It's a really good.
It's an Oprah show, right?
Yeah, it's a really good show. The first episode's great, and I said, wouldn't the apocalypse be fun? And he said, what?
I remember once you saying one thing when you should know you should marry someone is that you can plan for the apocalypse together.
Yeah.
And I remember thinking, I don't think about the apocalypse enough. That's probably why I don't have a boyfriend. Because I don't plan. I need to get in that headspace.
I think I said that you could see them helping you survive the apocalypse.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
If you had a dude that just bailed.
Not even bailed, but was like freaking out. And you had to be like, calm the fuck down, dude. Like, let's get this. Let's get that. And like.
Shit, you know what? If I go through like a Rolodex of old boyfriends in my brain, I know exactly who would freak out and who would be awesome.
Right. The guy, if you can see a guy like when the shit hits the fan and it's apocalypse o'clock, right. is he going to be like, here's the plan?
No, I know one guy would be immediately smoke a bowl and cry in the corner.
Yeah, that's the, yes, don't date him. Exactly.
And then another would just chop her out and go on an island and right. fuck everyone.
Already has water, extra water.
Right, right. That's interesting. Oh no,
knows
I have
how to make
evaluate.
A splint.
Sure. Yeah, could carry you across some
can
lands.
Can carry stuff. Doesn't have a bad back.
Or even if he had a bad back, he'd be really good at hot wiring ATVs, totally. All-terrain vehicles.
Totally.
That's also a skill that's favorable. All you men with bad backs who are interested
yeah,
in marrying.
Yeah, sorry
me.
About that, guys. I feel like Vince could. I feel like Vince could make friends with hostile parties.
Yeah, you know what he would do? He'd go, hey man, chill out, guys, chill out, guys.
He'd go, hey man, where are you from? And they'd say, and he's like, oh, and then he'd like have a fact about their baseball or football team, and then
you're
they'd
doing
be buddies.
A hand gesture that is so hauntingly your fiance right now. it's like your DNA is seeped into each other. I find
I
it very endearing.
If I'm gonna you be a wife in a couple weeks,
I know. What if during your vows, you guys did each other's vows in an impersonation of the other one? What if you were like, hey man. I want to marry you. I think it's going to be great.
And he just starts crying and saying, mm-hmm. I love you.
Right. I think you guys should switch roles. Just
and
put it
just
out there.
He talks about Elvis.
Mm-hmm. And he just talks about how he never thought he would love someone as much as Elvis until you came along. I'm just putting it out there.
Can I steal that?
Cosplay your weddings, you guys.
That's hilarious.
Just, it's kind of like a roast, but it's gentler.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying. What's the thing you're most excited about? In regards to your wedding, and is it the fact that you have a Target registry?
Excited or nervous?
Also, can your fans purchase things from your Target registry?
Yeah, we have we have one on Honey Fund.
Yeah, fans, get on it.
No, that's so
JK. I still need to get you your present too.
You don't have to get me anything. You're
oh, okay, cool. Then I won't
party.
Get you a present. What are you talking about? Not get you a wedding present?
Why would you? You buying me like a pot, like a stove.
A pot pipe?
An oven?
You want a drug
no.
pipe? You want a bong?
You doing that seems ridiculous. Draw me something. Draw us.
I'm going to draw you. You know all I'm going to draw is a dick.
I know.
I'm just going to draw you.
Draw me and Vince as dicks.
As dicks. Okay. That's going to be the card on top of the tea kettle I get you.
Perfect.
What are you most excited about when it comes to your wedding?
I think walking in and seeing him and standing at the altar.
Are you going to see each other at all that day?
Yeah, we're going to take pictures beforehand.
Okay. So it's not like you're going to do the thing
no.
where it's like, if you see each other, you both turn to stone.
And he doesn't listen to this podcast, so I can say this that I'm really excited about.
Yes.
So both of his parents passed away.
Yeah.
His mom when he was a little kid and his dad in the past couple of years. So I'm getting a little locket and I'm putting a picture of them in it. And before the wedding, I'm going to give it to him so he has his parents with him the whole time.
Misty.
So I'm really excited about that.
Misty. Where are you getting pictures of his parents?
His sister sent me a bunch of them.
Oh!
I'm excited for that. If that motherfucker, he's not going to
cry.
No, he's never cried in his life.
He's never cried in his life?
No, he's not going to cry.
Did he Juvederm his tear ducts? Because that's what I'm going to do before your wedding. I'm going to Botox just my tear
he's
ducts.
He's not going to cry.
You've never seen him cry once?
I've never seen him cry once.
Really?
Nope.
You need to be meaner to him. he's never cried. He might be able to hold
maybe
it together.
Almost. Yeah, he almost did once when he broke up with me and then was like, oops, in the beginning, remember?
How soon into that was that?
Like a
How
month.
Soon into the thing. What was his deal?
He just freaked out.
Yeah.
That's
dudes,
it.
Be freaking out. When shit gets real,
yeah,
they freak out. Girls do that too.
Yeah.
I mean... It's like the nicer it is sometimes, the more you're like, oh, this is going to implode later.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to piss on this now.
Yeah, I can't do this. Like when you're like, right. I wasn't ready for a relationship. This has to be a relationship.
Right.
So I can't handle this.
Ugh. There are the people that I go, the people that I am like, that I go on dates with,
uh-huh.
the best ones, the best people are the dates I'm most terrified of and like wish that there'd be an earthquake so that I wouldn't have to go on the date.
That seems normal.
I'm just like, I wish I had some excuse to get
yeah.
out of this. Like, I wish I'm like, oh, my arm's caught in a bear trap. You seem lovely. Go date someone prettier.
Yeah. Or like you almost wish they had a reason to break it, like to not go with you because you're like, I know you don't want to do this. Just
if you don't
okay.
want to be here,
just tell me why
here.
You don't want to be here. Should we do fuck that?
Yes. Yes. We can
do fuck. This is an update from Vince. We've moved on from Jumbos.
Oh, so Jumbo's is good to go?
Yeah, but you know down the street from here, there's another bikini bar.
What's the other bikini
Cheetahs.
Bar? Oh, Cheetahs.
Okay.
Cheetahs is, can I say something?
I've never been in there.
Jumbo's, Apple. Mm-hmm. Cheetahs, mm-hmm. Windows.
Oh.
You know what I mean? Do you know what I'm saying? Yeah, it's really the Microsoft of, I feel like it's, I feel like those girls are maybe bust in from the Valley. I don't know. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
I do.
No offense, Microsoft.
No offense, Valley.
So
let's start with one thing we hate.
Okay.
All
right.
You go first.
You go first.
No, I don't.
Okay. You don't have one yet? Oh, yeah. You have to think of something you hate. Yeah. There must be something.
There is.
There must be wedding gouging that must be really
there, I have something.
Burning your tail.
I have a thing.
I hate dating. I hate dating. Okay. I hate it. I'm dating people, trying to date people. I'm like on an app.
Yeah.
That's like nice people on it. It's dumb.
Well, you're meeting nice people.
I'm meeting great people, all messages back and
it's
forth.
It's like this thing you have to do.
But then it's like, then you've got like, whatever, four or five dudes texting you being like, yeah, you're around this week. And you're like, well, not really. And I don't know if you're going to suck or not.
Yeah.
And every time you get your hopes up a little bit. And then, and I, this has been my fuck that so many times.
How many dates have you gone on like in the past 2 weeks?
I don't know.
How many guys?
Probably gone on dates with like five guys.
Have you gone on two dates with anyone yet?
Mm-hmm.
Or second date?
No. Mm. Although one of them was someone that I had dated a while ago and then was like, hey.
Like,
but I don't know. I just don't like it because either someone gets bummed out,
mm-hmm.
and it's nerve-wracking a little bit. I have gone on two dates with someone.
I've tried doing it with like going out again with someone that I had gone out with before, and I'm like, oh yeah.
I don't know, but the thing is, my intuition perhaps, I mean, has maybe led me to unavailable guys in the past,
yeah.
or guys who maybe weren't ready to be a good boyfriend.
There's gotta be a spark.
I know, I can't, I, that's the thing that is so difficult is I don't like making appointments for like,
yeah.
for like wife interviews. That's kind of,
yeah.
kind of how it feels. And I don't like drinking on Tuesdays.
Yeah.
And it just makes me nervous.
Yeah.
And I hate it. And it's Valentine's Day tomorrow.
It is Valentine's Day tomorrow.
I'm officiating Daylen's wedding. Your wedding's next week.
Oh my God.
I'm bringing girlfriends to both. I'm just like, I just hate it.
Yeah.
I hate it.
No, I get it.
I don't know what to do about it, though.
You have to keep dating until you don't have to date anymore because you found someone.
Oh, God.
So all you have to do is find someone and you don't have to date anymore.
Imagine if you went car shopping and then sometimes the car was like, I don't really want you to drive me. And you're like, okay. Whoa.
Oh,
weird.
Yeah.
Okay. Or you went and you looked at a car and it was like perfectly great mileage, good styling car. Mm-hmm. And just for some reason, like the key didn't work. And you're like, well, oh, well.
Mm.
Gotta go.
Or the car had a micro penis. Heyo, I'm the one who's not single. Isn't that crazy? In the world, I'm the one.
I have not encountered a micro penis.
Thank God.
You know what though? I gotta say, if I met a dude who is dope as hell, who was like great and so funny, and we laughed together, and I could trust him, and he was wonderful, and he's like, I have a button down there. I'd be like,
would you?
I'd be like, you're just a hairy lesbian, kind of, with balls, and that's okay.
Well, I feel like the thing is that guys with micro penises act different. Act self-conscious because they have it. So he wouldn't be all those things.
Maybe not. You never know, though.
You don't ever
know. I mean, we have micro boobs and we're amazing.
Isn't that great that we can have micro boobs?
It is weird that someone can you imagine if every single picture you looked at on like a dating app, you could see like the outline of a person's bulge.
Yeah.
And decide
and you would
accordingly.
Know immediately. That's true.
Can you imagine?
And you were losing your hair. And at some point in life, you were going to lose your hair.
I know. But you know what guys have to deal with?
What?
Women all the time are like, you're cute. How tall are you? And they're like 5'11". And they're like, I'm sorry, bye.
5'11"'s fine.
No. Women, there's so many women who are like on dating apps. It's like, and I'm 6'1", if you're interested, if for those who ask,
Fuck.
Or I'm 5'9", if you need to know.
Girls are so, we just like.
I know. Don't wear heels, you guys.
Calm
also,
down.
Never wear heels. We'd already talked about this. Never wear heels on a first date because you never know.
Oh, I don't care.
Well, you don't have to. You don't.
Right.
When we get the stripper,
right?
And you're
I've also
be sitting
never.
Down.
I've never. I guess I've done online
shorter
dating.
Dudes. I remember you did OkCupid for like 10 minutes in like 2007.
Yep, it's fun.
Yeah, you got some weird ass messages from some dudes.
Yeah, it was fun.
Yeah, Gabe was one of them. Why
oh,
do
yeah.
I know the name of
did
that
you go
person?
Out? Have you seen him on an
no?
Dating app?
But that was his name, right?
That's totally his name.
No, it's just been 9 years and my brain remembers.
I wouldn't even remember that.
I don't know why I do. You know what helps is that I drilled a hole in my head earlier today. Okay, what's one thing you hate?
One thing I hate is... What do I hate?
Wedding gouging. Something,
okay,
anything.
Okay, all right. My mom warned me that the alcohol bill for my wedding is going to be like $5,000 or $6,000. And one of the reasons is because here's a fucking trick that they do. When everyone is up dancing, they clear the drinks off the table, even if they're not empty.
Oh, my God.
Never thought about that. You know what I'm saying?
I'm burning with ire.
Like, you'll put down your glass of wine to go dance.
Oh, my God.
And they're like, swoop, and you're like, I got to get another one. Because we're paying by the drink.
I'm livid.
Madonna and not chill with cocktails and drinks.
So hang on to your drinks, you guys.
So my mom said, tell them not to clear drinks off the table.
Yeah.
Motherfuckers.
I will drag and kick
monitor?
Someone. I'm going to drag and kick someone in the face.
You're the monitor, and I also need your writing skills on a couple things.
Oh, I'm going to write some stuff. Yay. I have good penmanship.
It's going to be
composition.
Fun. You know what I'm really excited? I'm excited about the wedding first, but Saturday morning, I'm going to have all my girlfriends and my mom and my sister and help me set the room up and like decorate the room with all the adorable shit I'm getting off of like Amazon. Mm-hmm. That's going to be a lot of fun. And then we'll all get ready together.
I got to figure out what to wear.
I'm going to do my own makeup because fuck it.
Oh, you are good. Yeah. Your makeup always looks great when we do it for shoots.
Thanks.
So it's not like you don't need someone in there airbrushing four shades bronzer.
No.
To just below the chin and then your neck is a different color.
Right.
You don't need that on your wedding day?
No.
Come on.
No.
So what's one thing you love?
Okay, one thing I love, it's an Instagram account that I'm obsessed with.
Oh, bring it. Bring it.
Okay, so it's a girl we kind of know.
Okay.
And she fucking found a baby possum and is raising it as her dog. And we kind of know her and I like kind of want to beg a meeting. And its name is Poppy the Possum.
Oh my God.
So go to Instagram.
Oh my God.
I want a fucking possum so bad. This guy is...
Those are some...
No, she's not. She's like cutest, cuddly little thing.
One day someone's going to quote you. I want a possum so much. Is a possum litter trained?
Probably not, but I bet it's pellets because she's a rat.
It looks like a huge rat.
She looks like a huge rat. They put bandanas around her neck and she's wearing a hoodie in this.
That's a fucking dope ass possum. I get it.
The girl was from the BSE, the food thing. Oh my God,
let me see.
Look at this video.
Where the possum is praying with its tiny pink, tiny
He's
claws.
He's sleeping and she's just fucking with it. I just spit. I was so...
How did she encounter?
I don't know.
Fucking cute, man. Those ears, I want to...
It's sleeping like in her neck, like a cat does.
Was it an abandoned possum?
I have no idea. Poppy the possum, you guys.
It looks like in Beetlejuice when he stretches his face out, only it's a rat also.
How does she? She only has 362 followers. We need to make this.
Poppy the possum, blow it up.
Blow it up.
Blow it. It's good. They're good pictures. High quality photos.
High quality photos. This thing is the cutest you've ever seen.
Good filter choices.
Let's get Poppy the possum on the
podcast. Do you
want
to know something crazy about possums?
Yeah.
They're not endemic to Los Angeles. They were brought here
by...
I think someone wanted to eat them for food and hunting.
Yeah.
And then they're like, no one really wants to kill these big rats. Let's turn them loose. And they'll eat pretty much anything.
When I see one out in the wild of the streets of LA, I lose my mind.
Well, a lot of them are hookers.
I want to run after them and make them love me.
Well, you guys, if anyone has any spare possums, particularly babies, Poppy the possum, girl or boy possum?
Girl.
Does it hump things?
It's a girl.
Okay. Does it hump things though? I've seen a baby. Who do you think the stripper is for your bachelorette? You figured it out. So pissed. What
do you love?
What do I love? I love. I was gonna say secular Buddhism.
Oh no.
So yeah, check that podcast out. I think it's pretty good. I love wearing big hats in the rain. Have I talked about this at all?
No.
So you're in the rain. You're like, oh, it's raining out. I'm going to put on a beanie.
You mean like an umbrella?
No, but it's a hat. But you wear it in the rain.
Okay.
Here's the deal. It's raining, right? You're like, I've got this umbrella. I've got to carry it. Mm-hmm. And it's wet. And I have to put it in my purse.
And then extra hand. And then...
Right. Yeah. Or you're wearing a beanie because it's kind of cold out there. And then your whole face gets wet. And your hair gets like...
Ugh, I hate that.
Here's the deal. You wear a wide-brimmed hat, you guys.
But doesn't it leak through?
No, it's great. Okay. Not like a sun hat. Not like a straw.
Oh.
Like a felt wool hat.
Okay.
If you live somewhere rainy,
I'll try it.
if it's you get spring showers.
Remember those hats that were umbrellas? Like they were little umbrella hats?
Yeah, those were dope as hell.
And I yeah.
Those were I like the umbrellas that are a dome that you step into oh that are God. A clear dome.
Yeah.
But it doesn't rain enough here, but I keep a hat in my car and you can walk around with it and your shoulders and your face doesn't get wet.
I like it.
But you're also warm at the same time.
I dig it.
This is my weakest would I slow bone a hat? Maybe.
You
maybe
like
not.
The sensation of walking through the rain.
I like that a lot.
I get it.
I like walking through the rain, and I'm trying to think if there's anything else that I really like a lot
any
recently.
Any apps? Any Instagram accounts? Any?
Have I followed anyone recently? I don't think I've followed anyone super recently, but I can check and see who I'm stalking. It's always, we always like to give you guys new people to stalk.
Yeah.
I think you need to drop some knowledge on Donatari 69.
Oh my God.
That's because you got me hip to that.
It's our fucking, our comedy crush, Kyle Mooney, who's like just the funniest person that's ever happened in the world.
Right.
You've seen him on Saturday Night Live. He's a fucking weirdo.
And it's Donatari_69. And he pretends to be a fashion designer.
Well, do you know what? I think he's in Zoolander. As that character.
That's amazing.
So he's like a DJ, fashion designer.
Oh my God.
And he's just such a piece of shit. It's so funny.
By the way, the Raya dating app that I'm on is mostly dudes with pictures of themselves DJing.
Oh, Jesus.
They're all DJing.
Stop. I'm not coming to your DJ night, dude.
Oh, I don't.
If you ever are like, I want you to meet my boyfriend. Well, let's go to his DJ night.
Nope. No. And you know, you're not even going to have to worry about that because those pictures are from 2010 anyway.
Totally.
You know what I mean?
They haven't DJed a thing.
No.
Yeah, you DJed your brother-in-law's wedding.
For real.
Brother. And he was marrying someone else that wasn't your sister.
Right. That doesn't make sense.
It doesn't make any sense.
Right.
Don't worry about it.
Yeah. Okay. I'll give you one more cute thing to look at.
Okay.
Juniper Fox.
Mm-hmm.
People who are into foxes. Juniper Fox, 2 X's, 133,000 followers. Oh, so they're already doing all right. But there's a video of a fox who's trying to jump through white sheets because it thinks it's snow.
Oh, that's the cutest. Let me see.
It's really sad. It's trying to pounce through white sheets.
It doesn't understand. Oh my God, it's a gorgeous.
Whoa. Boink. Yeah. Sorry, dude. That's my mattress.
That's a gorgeous
fox. That's not a snowy vista and there's no marmots under there.
I'm not supposed to be domestic.
I'm not supposed to live in Burbank on an IKEA mattress.
Listen, I know you want to get internet famous and fucking get that branding money, but I'm supposed to live in the wild.
I know. It is weird to see. I mean, okay, granted, that possum, hella orphaned.
I feel like a possum wouldn't have a good life outside in the wild. But if you take a fox to a fucking Griffith Park, it'd be like, great.
It's like, why don't I live out here? But yeah. I mean, a possum is essentially a trash rat. So you take that inside and you are suddenly like Daddy Warbucks.
And you're composting too because you're feeding your thing all your trash.
Sure, you're giving it all your trash. Wrappers, recyclables.
Right.
But when you buy an exotic pet fox from like Serbia and have it shipped here and you have to
if you have to put diapers on a pet because it doesn't understand how to you know
what, there's this thing they have this thing called dogs and you can just get one of those. So just saying, don't get a fox.
Okay.
I think we're gonna have a lot of great tales to tell the next episode. Your bachelorette's gonna happen.
Yes, I'm excited. It's gonna be fun. We'll put photos up.
A wedding is going to happen. That hashtag is either going to be Mrs. Hardstark or Hardstarking.
I like it.
Which one do you like?
I like Hardstarking because it reminds me of that Star Trek parody song. Never mind.
Great. We're in. We're locked and loaded.
Okay.
That's Star Wars.
Okay.
But Hardstarking, look at the hashtag Hardstarking after February 20th and you're going to see some photographs.
You're going to see some penis paraphernalia.
And if you can't tell who's Allie or Georgia, look for the person who's tagged as Georgia. That's how you do it.
Yeah.
That's how you do it.
That's it.
You guys, I hope this was fun.
We hope it was fun. Thanks for listening.
Thank you so much for listening. You join the Facebook page.
Yeah, join the Facebook page. Follow Allie and Georgia on Twitter. And Allie Ward is on there and G Hardstark is on there. Mm-hmm. And we're on Instagram.
If you like this podcast, you can subscribe.
Right. Please.
And then you can like it or leave a review because we actually read the reviews.
Yeah, and it helps us.
Tell a friend about it.
Yeah.
Because then you guys can talk.
We're in the top
us.
200 podcasts on.
Fuck.
Can we get better than that, you guys?
Why? I think we made it. I think we're done.
There was a day in our lives and we were at 33.
We should retire while we're on top, which is the 200.
Okay.
We just need to put them out more often.
I know we do.
We got you guys. We're doing our best. We're going to put them out more often. We always say that, but we're going to.
Go to Feral Audio and listen to the other awesome podcast. And thank you guys for listening.
Oh my God.
Bye. Feral Audio.